Thank you. My topic, as already mentioned, is compost addition. And we mainly interested, at that time, it's really, we got a lot of leaf compost in our area. So for the soil structure, that's the main thing. But we're looking into the more in the water quality. Because of the compost, as I mentioned, you know, even back that time, we're not based on the phosphorus. They're based on the nitrogen as well when they try to apply. But this particular one is a structure, you know, try to have a lot of them, try to put in a lot of in our clay soil. Our area, a lot of clay soils, hopefully they can improve the structure. But we found out they have problem with the eutrophication and phosphorus implication. So the eutrophication is because of a negative impact on ecological, economic, and all that. And key limiting nutrients are phosphorus. So the objective is to determine the phosphorus fraction and the nitrogen concentration in tile drainage water. As I mentioned, our soil is a heavy clay soil, so they always put the subsurface tile. And subsurface tile is a big pathway for water flow. And back in 1960, very early at that time, we're in the basin of Ohio, Michigan, and all that corn belt. And I think at that time we have a problem on the phosphorus. So they're thinking control soil erosion, they would prevent that. Yes, they prevent it for a while, but they didn't realize water has to balance. When it's balanced, you have to look at the water pathway go down to the subsurface. And back at that time, although this is not particular for that purpose, you know, we try to mention the phosphorus pathway could go to the subsurface. A lot of people did not believe it, but we keep proving it, several of them. And my next, another presentation will show that as well. So, because as I mentioned, this is a Brookston clay, and we look at the, you know, in the farm scale, we have one of a conventional tillage, the other no-till. And our growers, some of them just love conventional till. They don't want a no-till. And the other one, extreme, they just want a no-till. They don't want a conventional till. So we have opportunity to talk those two farms and try to put the compost, deep compost, added in the fall of 1998, 1999, 2000. And the water sample collection is a year-round, continuously, using auto sample and sample every 25 kiloliter on the NT side and no-till side, and 10 kiloliter for conventional side, because the field is very big, 2 hectares. It's a lot of water, so we have to, you know, that's where the size we want to measure. And cumulative P loss is a P concentration time flow volume. So you have to know the concentration, and also you have to know the flow. Flow is very important. So the loss is the flow time concentration, not just the concentration alone. And nitrogen is the same thing, tile flow volume time nitrogen concentration. This is just to show you the dissolved in organic P. That's reactive P. At this time, we use inorganic. And if you look at the control, all the concentration in the DIP, that's a reactive P, is a compost that have higher, obviously, you know, it would be very high. And this is a CT, and this is NT. And CT, and if you look at the value, NT slightly higher, but the only difference is because no-till, they only apply on the surface, although they try to, you know, incorporate very little in there, but conventional till, they always plow that in. That's a difference. And this is a DOP, dissolved unreactive P. And this is CT, this is NT. And again, it's not as much as different between those control and compost. So most of the reactive P. And total dissolved P, so those are dissolved reactive plus unreactive act together, total dissolved P. Obvious, because of the reactive P have a difference, so therefore more different come from dissolved reactive P. And this is the same thing, CT and NT, NT slightly higher. And particular P actually is slightly opposite, as a matter of fact. Control drainage, this conventional tillage, the particular P compost have a little bit less, and the control is higher. But in the no-till, and particular P is a little bit higher in concentration. And total P, that's add all the P together. Okay, and including particular, that's all form. And this is a CT, and slightly, it's a little bit different in terms of concentration, but not as big, but more in the no-till. No-till have much higher in compost treatment. Cumulative flow, as I say, we have to measure the flow. The way we measure flow is that we use a tipping bucket rain gauge. We calibrate the tipping bucket rain gauge, and we continue to monitor that. All the water drop in that 2-hectare field, we have to build ourselves as that particular tipping bucket rain gauge. And in CD treatment, compost have slightly higher. And the reason was slightly higher because of this is as they plowed it and they ended up, there's a lot of water they get into there and they get slightly higher flow volume. But in the no-till, only in this year's higher, but in this year's not much higher. So it's a little bit variability. This is a large field, as I mentioned. And cumulative loss of DIP is a flow time concentration. So the CT got higher value in here, and same thing, no-till, compost got higher because of they have concentration. Because you have to consider the concentration of flow. Those two factors you have to add together. And cumulative loss TDP, those is again is a reactive and unreactive, and similar. If you look at here, they got compost on OSI. As I mentioned, this at that time is mainly try to do the soil structure. They put a lot of it in there. Normally you should not put that much, but at that time, they're thinking the compost, they want to improve the soil structure. If mainly for the nutrient, then we will not put that much in there. And cumulative loss of particular P and slightly less. It's not as big influence, more in the reactive P. So this concentration I already mentioned in there basically is very similar, and it's more they increase the concentration. Obvious, they add that amount in there, you would have that kind of concentration. And nitrogen, and if you look at here, this is the flow volume, and this is the concentration, and this is the actual total loss. And again, if you look at here, conventional till and leaf compost have highest in here in terms of nitrogen loss. So they do affect the nitrogen as well, not only the phosphorus. And I did not present the structure because it's not the structure. They do improve the structure, but as a small amount, not as big, because it's not a short term. You have to be long term, continue to apply. But because of they consider the leaf compost is a lot of they put in the garden, right? Very little they put in the actual field situation. But because we got clay soil, they try to add in the clay soil. And this is again, anything you got the compost, they got higher value, and the CT highest one in here, and no-till is high as well. Not all mainly from the concentration, so flow time concentration, therefore losses are higher, and the flow volume I mentioned that before already. So the conclusion is additional compost increased soil P loss under no-till, entire drainage water through the increased both TDP and the P concentration. Additional compost increased soil P loss under the conventional till entire drainage water through increased mainly TDP concentration. And that TDP more is the reactive P, not the unreactive P. And a little bit of flow volume for control drainage in that area. Somehow control flow, conventional till had a little bit higher flow. The increasing effect of added compost on soil P loss in drainage water was further enhanced by no-till. Phosphorus loss in entire drainage were driven by dissolved reactive P and particular P, which may be used as indexes when assessing management effect on P leaching loss. So additional compost increased N loss in entire drainage water through increased nitrogen concentration, and regardless tillage practice, all of them the same, whether it's a conventional or no-till, because the nitrogen concentration increased. The increasing effect of added compost on nitrogen loss entire drainage waters were greater under the conventional till and no-till treatment. And as I said, this particular one, because of the large field scale, and normally when you do the hydrological, you have to do the water balance. And the water balance is very important. You need to get the surface runoff and the subsurface. This particular one, we only get the subsurface. And the reason we did not get subsurface is a farm scale, very big. And also, from my previous experience in our southwestern Ontario, I had a very detailed water balance. Natural rainfall coming in, 100% coming in. About 8% go to the surface runoff. 30% go to the subsurface runoff. 55% go to the evapotranspiration. 8% go to the soil storage. So if you really look at that, whatever you want to control the water quality, nitrogen, phosphorus, go with the water, right? So cover crop, no-till, tillage, you can do all of that in there. Definitely is good. But if you look at the hydrological, you know the hydrological water goal, that's where if you can control the water. Since we've got heavy soil, and heavy soil that has to have a subsurface tile drainage. So the tile drainage, the purpose of tile drainage is what? In the spring, you want to have them, you know, get the water out. But in summer, you don't want it. So, but the tile is already there. And in the fall or non-season, non-cropping season, you still got tile in there. And all the water is going to go. So where are they going to go? They're going to bring all the nutrient, nitrogen and phosphorus. That's why it's very good. Next topic I'm talking about, we use a control drainage sub-irrigation. Control drainage means because that's a tile, a 60, 30, 70 centimeter depth, during the spring, that's fine. You let the water drain. But summer and the fall, you put a little bit of riser in there. You control the water, get out of the field. Obviously, you're going to reduce a lot of nutrient loss. And right now in the U.S., I know a lot of places, Michigan and a lot of places, they are tired at about 1.2 meter. I think they even encourage them to use a control drainage. So this one, we do have a little bit of control drainage. I did not talk this particular one in there. When we do the control drainage in the spring, only need to put a 5, 10 centimeter riser in there. I can reduce the nitrogen up to 20, 30% reduction. And phosphorus, of course, will be less. Phosphorus is a lot of surface transport. Because when you control it, you have to realize water has to balance. And if our tile is not very deep, you control it, you will create surface runoff. You don't want to create surface runoff, but sometimes you will create surface runoff. But anyway, this is some of the topic often here. But next one I'm going to present a little bit more.
Okay, thank you very much.